Hello, Tom.
Mr. President, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. I am grateful to be able to talk to you. I just saw the report from the Council of Economic Advisers. I wonder if I could talk to you a little bit about that.
Absolutely.
Well, the report from the advisers talks about the strength of the rural economy. The term resilient is used to describe the rural economy. What is it that sets that sector apart from the U.S. economy in general?
Well, a couple of things. Obviously, we have seen an enormous boost in agricultural exports, and one of my top priorities has been to open up new markets for the best farmers and ranchers in the world. And as a consequence, we've seen a real boost in agricultural exports, and we've also seen solid commodity prices. So that's contributed to it. That's only part of the story. What's also true is rural communities have incredible work ethics. I think you're seeing a lot of small businesses and medium-sized businesses that recognize an investment in rural America is a smart investment. What we need to do is make sure that there's financing available for those small businesses, and so we're very proud that the Rural Summit that we had last year, where we set a goal of getting more financing and investment in small businesses and rural communities, that we've actually exceeded our goals. And we also need to continue to build out infrastructure for rural communities, things like ready broadband access, for example, that makes a big difference in whether companies are willing to locate in these regions, making sure that our roads, our ports, and so forth are continually developed. Ultimately, what makes rural communities strong are the people there. And nobody works harder than folks who are farming or ranching or grew up in rural communities. They know what hard work is, and that's part of the reason why they're incredibly productive.
I've heard reference often to an agricultural economy built to last. There is reference in that report as well. Connect that to maintaining U.S. food security into the future.
Well, part of the key here is making sure that what is a huge strength for us, our agricultural sector, is one that allows us to sell goods overseas and make solid profits for the growers of these food sources. But we've also got to recognize that the populations around the world are booming. And we've got to make sure that food prices here in the United States are affordable for the average family. And so increased productivity in the agricultural sector obviously makes a big difference. One of the things that we want to do is to make sure that smaller farmers are able to benefit from some of these high commodity prices and that we are also creating more links between family farmers and users here in the United States, whether it's schools, through the school lunch program, creating better access for small farmers who are producing not just commodity crops, but also fruits and vegetables. And so there's a lot of work that can be done in providing more income for family farms, while still recognizing that we're going to be a major food exporter. And that is a big piece of business for the U.S. economy as a whole.
Like it or not, Mr. President, much of what steers the rural economy is what is happening now on Capitol Hill with development of federal farm policy. As it stands, the Senate Farm Bill proposal is set to save more than $23 billion over the next 10 years. What do you think of the measure and its contribution to deficit reduction?
Well, we are supportive of the Senate Farm Bill. I appreciate the bipartisan spirit that folks have taken in getting this done. With the Farm Bill set to expire, it's critical that Congress pass legislation that provides certainty for rural America that includes needed reforms and savings. And the new Farm Bill should promote rural development. It's got to preserve a farm safety net. It's got to maintain strong nutrition programs, advance agricultural research. We've got to enhance conservation. We've got to honor our World Trade Organization commitments, and we should do it under an umbrella of reform where we can actually save some money. And I think that the Senate bill is a good start, and we are continuing to work with them, and hopefully we can get something done before the end of the year.
Along those lines, some think that $800 billion is too much to spend for food assistance. Are you willing to make further cuts to food assistance packages in an effort to reduce the deficit?
Well, I tell you what. Food assistance helps families put food on the table, but it also benefits farm and rural economies. So we're looking forward to working with Congress to structure reporting requirements. There's a proposed research foundation in ways that will maximize and facilitate agricultural research. We think that there's a way of balancing the needs of families oftentimes who work hard but are still having trouble supporting themselves, combining that with the needs of an agricultural community that I think is interested in making sure everybody's got enough to eat.
I want to talk to you about timing. How important is it for Congress to finish work on the farm bill before current farm policy expires?
I think it's important just to provide certainty, particularly in a situation like this where you've got good bipartisan dialogue taking place. There's no way, there's no reason to delay. I think Congress would be well served to go ahead and get this done.
Well, what do you see as your role, your administration's role, if progress is not adequate to reach the goal?
Well, I'm not going to presume that Congress can't do its job. I'm going to assume that they're focused hard on it, and we're working with them every single day. If there are questions that they have, if there's technical assistance that they need in order to get this thing done, they have my administration's full support and attention, because ultimately, if rural America is doing well, that's going to improve the economy for everybody. And if farmers and ranchers and food processors and others who are connected to the rural economy know what the rules of the road are going to be, they're going to go out there and they're going to work hard and they're going to get it done and put people back to work. So I'm very confident that if we provide certainty through the Farm Bill, that will be good for everybody.
There have been numerous charges of EPA overreach when it comes to farm regulations. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, one of the things that we've tried to do is to enhance conversations between the EPA and the farm community. In some cases, we've done unprecedented measures where the EPA administrators actually traveled and talked to folks on a regular basis. If you look at the actual track record, there have been a lot of scare tactics and horror stories about what the EPA might be doing or is thinking about doing. But in truth, the EPA actually has been a very responsible partner with the agricultural community in trying to craft rules that promote conservation and protect people's health without unduly burdening the agricultural community. The rumors have always been a lot worse than the actual rules that the EPA have promulgated, and that's because the EPA listens to what the agricultural community has to say.
One more question about the economic report that was released. What prompted release, development, and release of the report?
Well, in August of last year, I was part of a rural summit. We got a lot of input and a lot of feedback from a lot of folks, and I wanted to make sure that people knew that we'd followed through. Given the tough economic times that America's gone through over the last 3.5 years, nobody's completely satisfied with the progress we've made, but the one thing that people deserve to know is that when the President of the United States comes out and says he's going to try to do something, that there's actual follow-through. And this is an example of we heard from farmers and ranchers and rural economic development experts, here are the kinds of things that would be helpful to us to grow. And we've tried to follow through and make sure that we're implementing. And in some cases, we've actually exceeded our goals, and we're going to keep on doing that for years to come.
Characterize your support in farm country for re-election.
Well, I think that if people look at our actual track record and the progress that we've made since I came into office, I think fair-minded folks would say that I've been very good for rural America, that we've made a lot of progress, not just in terms of things like agricultural exports, but also in promoting small businesses, in making sure that infrastructure like broadband is available to rural communities, trying to work with rural communities to ensure that medical care and educational opportunities are available, working to try to promote mechanisms for young farmers to be able to continue the extraordinary traditions of the past. And so I'm very proud of that record. I think that my Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, has done an outstanding job. We've got a really good story to tell, and if people look at the facts, hopefully we'll get some strong support.
Thank you for talking with us today, Mr. President.
I very much enjoyed it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.